You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The big decline in household savings rate after the pandemic, it came in at a near five-decade low at the end of FY23, reflects income constraints but also an ongoing structural shift favoring the financial markets, analysts say. There has been a shift away from conventional savings instruments in recent years, partly because the government has chosen to curtail incentives for savings, they reckon. At the end of FY23, the stock of household financial assets stood at 103.1% of GDP, down from a peak of 115.4% at FY21 end, but still a considerable 18.6 percentage points higher than 84.5% reported by the end of the FY19. Up next, after being stuck for around 2 years, Samsung India will soon receive around ₹500 crores incentive for FY21 under the Smartphone Production Linked Incentive Scheme, official sources said. Sources said that though the company had claimed incentive of around ₹900 crore, after reconciling the invoices, it has been found that it's entitled for payment of around ₹500 crore. Though Samsung was the only firm which had qualified for incentives for FY21, as it had achieved the incremental production and sales target set by the government, its claim was stuck due to some discrepancies found by the government in the invoices submitted by the company. Moving on, after collaborating with Reliance Industries and Tata Group, US-based chipmaker NVIDIA on Wednesday partnered IT major Infosys to help enterprises drive productivity gains with generative AI applications and solutions. Under the pact, Infosys plans to set up an NVIDIA Center of Excellence where 50,000 employees will be trained and certified on NVIDIA's AI technologies. As part of this alliance, NVIDIA's AI enterprise ecosystem of models, tools, runtimes, and GPU systems will be brought to Infosys's AI-first offering Topaz. Through the integration, Infosys will create offerings customers can adopt to easily integrate generative AI into their businesses. Infosys said in a statement, Infosys uses full-stack NVIDIA generative AI platform, including hardware and enterprise-grade software across its business operations, and helps customers create generative AI applications. In another development, HDFC Bank has launched three digital payment products on Unified Payment Interface. These products are UPI 123 Pay, Payment via IVR or Interactive Voice Response, UPI Plugin Service for Merchant Transactions, Auto Pay on QR Codes. UPI 123 Pay enables users to make payments using a phone call without requiring internet connectivity or a smartphone. UPI Plugin Service enables customers to switch between merchant and payment apps when paying on UPI. AutoPay on QR enables recurring payments through UPI QR and aims to transform various use cases, including OTT platforms, audio subscriptions, newsletters, and other digital subscription services. The announcement from HDFC Bank comes on the day when its stock fell 4% after Nomura Holdings downgraded the stock to neutral from buy. Meanwhile, the Finance Secretary-led Committee on the National Pension System, set up by the government to suggest ways to increase pensionary benefits under NPS amid the move by some states to return to the unsustainable old pension scheme, may suggest ways to address the demand for a guaranteed pension under the NPS for the government staff at a decent level without burdening the exchequer too much. While the level of guarantee, if so suggested, could depend on actuarial analysis factoring in the longevity of retirees and contributions, analysts believe that 35-40% could be feasible by tweaking the current structure of NPS, but the cost for such guarantee could be shared by employees. In other news, vernacular audio content platform Cuckoo FM has raised $25 million in a Series C funding round led by the Fundamentum Partnership and the International Finance Corporation with participation from Vertex Ventures. This marks Fundamentum's second investment in Cuckoo FM, following their previous Series B1 funding of $21.9 million in September 2022. Cuckoo FM plans to utilize the newly acquired funds to fortify its content ecosystem, expand the depth of content across Indian languages to cater to the Bharat 2.0 audience, and enhance its technological capabilities. India, with over 700 million internet users, has witnessed a significant surge in content consumption in native languages, with 90% of users preferring content in their mother tongues. Lastly, as prices continue to be at elevated levels, the government has decided to extend the stock holding limits imposed on Tour and Urad varieties of pulses beyond October 31st. Sources told FE that with prospects of decline in production and sluggish imports, the stock holding limits for Pulse's varieties imposed in June would be extended at least for 3 months. The model retail prices of Thur, according to the Department of Consumer Affairs, rose by 45% to Rs. 160 per kg on Wednesday, compared to prices in the beginning of the year. However, across several centres, the retail prices have crossed Rs. 170 per kg. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.